JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kicks 96.9.
This radio person is the whole problem.
Don't you got like a radio?
Is that a radio I hear?
Don't change my radio station.
Do not touch my radio.
Don't touch my radio.
You talk to the radio?
My aunt owned a radio station.
Who needs a radio?
And now it's time again for your favorite talk show host.
It's the Kicks Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Friday. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
A little tired, but good.
Good.
Late night with Turnpike Troubadours of Bourbon and our listeners, and they are very excited to be a part of our world. So,
awesome.
We'll see how many of them actually are awake for this, or they just listen to the podcast later.
Yeah, they'll probably listen to the podcast later if they were at the show last night.
I love Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I love it. Literally, that's how I'd put what my Valentine's Day was like.
Oh, really?
Because I survived it, I think, because I'm here today. Yesterday, during the middle of my sports show, I get a phone call from my wife. She calls four times. She knows I'm on the air. So once that fourth phone call got there, I'm like, all right, she's definitely, unless she's butt dialing me, there's an emergency.
Right.
Well, my son threw up all over his classroom
yesterday. Wow.
Like, he was in the classroom, mentioned he was.
Little type of thing.
For those who don't know my kid, he's tiny. Like, Carter's a little fella.
Right.
You know, like, he's on, like, the 2 percentile of height and weight. Like, he's a little guy. And they got him in this t-shirt that couldn't be more than 4 inches off the ground that he's wearing.
Yeah.
And, like, these big baggy sweatpants. It must have been, like, sixth graders' clothes that have been left behind sometime.
Yeah.
So I get him home. He's good all day. He's chatty. He's eating food. We had, like, you know, some crackers and stuff.
Right.
And then he graduated. And, he even had this, and I'll tell you why this is important to note, but he even had a cupcake that had, like, probably 2 inches of frosting on it. And it was, like, red and different, like, Valentine's Day colors, because we got one for him and mom because they have cupcakes together on Valentine's Day. So at 1:30 this morning, he's been waking up having nightmares a lot, you know?
Right.
And at 1:30 this morning, I hear, "Dad!" And I jump out of bed and I'm like, oh.
Before he wakes up,
Carter's having freaking nightmares again. I go walking in. He has a bunk bed and he's standing up on the top ladder of his bunk bed. So his head is probably, well, about right here.
Like the highest possible point.
7 feet up in the air,
right,
roughly. And he goes, "I don't floor," and just pukes, and it, like, hits the ground and jumps up, all, bounces, and just gets me.
Oh, wow.
It's all tall boxes by about 4 foot wide boxes of toys. All these toys covered in puke.
Oh, gosh.
His ladder's covered in puke. He's covered in puke. And I'm just like, oh, God. And then I was trying not to poop.
Right, yeah.
And, like, it was just gross. And Jess, I'm like, Jess! She comes running in. She's trying not to throw
up.
And, like, we're trying to keep bathing. It's so gross. And, like, poor Jess.
Wow.
I mean, I took care of Carter and the laundry and got him back. Jess was wiping stuff down, and we're going to take all of his toys out today. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we were going to spend 4 hours trying to get all these endless amounts of,
at,
like...
At least wait till the sun's up.
Oh, my God.
I feel your pain. That same thing happened to Tristan when he was little, and he'd love to have stuffed animals that kind of bordered him on his bed. And
Carter has
it was
those,
everywhere.
Oh, God.
And
basically
Brady had
just
that once.
Took the corners of the sheets of the bed and just created this knapsack
giant
of puke
bag.
and stuffed animals.
The part that got me, though, was Carter thought he was in trouble. I was like, you're not in trouble,
buddy.
Couldn't get, you know, out of bed and down in time to get to the bathroom. I understand.
Wow.
I stayed in there throwing up. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
So that's how. So, hey, I survived Valentine's
you
Day.
Most
I will agree with you.
Did.
You're kind of a carrier monkey,
my
aren't you?
God.
Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And a lot more on a Free Fun Friday. It'll get ridiculous, I'm sure.
Gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Car.
Okay.
That you'd call AAA or maybe a towing company.
Sure.
You don't call the police to help you. But the police will come and do something like that for
you. Will
they?
Yeah, they will.
They've got those little Jimmy things, don't they?
I had a girlfriend in high school that she was 16. She locked her keys in her car 3 times. And every time we shouldn't do that.
No. There are people that do that professionally so you don't have to waste the cops' time.
An 18-year-old in northern Kansas, Arkansas named Carter Pyle recently called the cops after he locked both sets of his keys in his car, his regular set and his backup set.
Why do you
What's
keep
the point of having a backup set if you're going to keep them in the car?
In the car.
You'll understand where his mindset is.
In case someone wants to steal the car, it's easier because you got those back. Like if it's a zombie apocalypse, more than likely you've left the backup keys in there for someone to get.
That's when it happens.
Good. That's smart.
Once your brain has been eaten.
Yeah, that's smart thinking.
Apparently it was a slow day because a cop actually showed up to, and helped him out, which was nice. But while they were jimmying his door open, they noticed three compressed bags of marijuana in his bag.
We already know he keeps his spare keys in his vehicle, so it's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, that's a good point.
Once they got the car door open, the officer asked him what the bags were filled with, and he admitted it was pot, and there's another gym bag there in the car, which had even more weed in it. They found a pound of marijuana in his car.
So this guy was not even just like a casual user.
Nope,
he was
probably
a seller.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And if you see his mugshot in the story, you'll...
Describe it. What does it look like?
He has Kramer-ish hair from Seinfeld.
Nice. He's
it's
young.
As if Kramer
probably,
and the Joker had a kid.
Really?
Is the way the hair looks. And his lips are pursed. He just looks like, damn it.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe this was his very first foray into trying to sell it. And he was going to try to sell it.
Right.
And he was probably still outside the dealer's house when he locked his keys in the car and then called the police.
Would have been embarrassing to go back into the dealer and be like, hey, real quick, it was good meeting you. I'm excited to start working for you. Lock my keys in the car.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
So yeah, because you can't go back in there.
So naturally, he called the cops.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you get fired from being a drug dealer?
I think he did.
Yeah,
it was definitely.
Next, with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All kinds of cool new music in your nitty-gritty for Music City. We'll get that in less than 8 minutes.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, here's a pregnancy reveal that would be tough for most people to pull off. Rodney Adkins ends the lyric video for his new song, My Life, with a framed photo of his two sons holding an ultrasound picture of their soon-to-be third sibling. So next time you need to make a baby announcement, just become a celebrity, record a new song, make the video for it, and include a picture of the ultrasound. Bing, bang, boom. Rodney's sons are 17-year-old Elijah from his first marriage, second single from his upcoming album, Caught Up in the Country, which is out May 10th. Here is a sample of that.
I love my heart 'cause you stole it. My kiss 'cause you want it. My mind 'cause you're on it. Every minute, I love my life 'cause you're in it.
You can see the video for My Life, including the pregnancy announcement, on Twitter at KZKX969. He said, love my keys 'cause you lost them. There's a lot of places you go with that. Kane Brown went big for Valentine's Day. It is his first since he got married, and he set the bar really high. Also, he's rich, which helps a lot.
Right.
He posted a clip yesterday of his wife, Caitlyn J, walking down the hallway and then the whole living room, all the way through the living room. And that ends with, by the fireplace, there's a big heart made out of rose petals in front of the fireplace. She was happy. Just, you know, she seemed to appreciate it very much. So there's that. There's another idea.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you're rich. Brothers Osborne have a story to tell in their I Don't Remember Me hard life and paying the price. Fortunately, it all turns out okay in the end. You can see that video right now on our Facebook page. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We celebrate things that are good. More good things around the corner.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with
two firefighters, John Stillpass and Shaylor Tase. They've both been paramedics for a while, and during the last big ice storm, they were called to a car accident where cars had slid on the ice. Already, the fire truck that responded had slid on the ice and was stuck.
Okay.
And then they were able to reach the accident, and then they started to drive and slid right off the road, only about a mile. They had their special non-slippy things they put over their shoes, which I'm sure have a technical term that I don't know. and they pushed the gurney uphill, two hills, a mile to the hospital. One of them says, you know how your parents say uphill both ways? Yeah, it was like that. He said they had kept having to switch positions because it was so hard to get to the hospital, and the patient was just fine. So way to go above and beyond.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
My good thing kicks off the greatest week of the year in Omaha. And of course, I mean, it's Omaha Beer Week. So you can get up there and check out all the amazing local beers in Omaha. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. There are some amazing ones. It starts out at Script specifically would suggest, and it's not just because these guys are my friends and I've known this a long time, but Pint Nine Brewing, which is a newer brewery. They're like a year and a half old now. Denny is a great guy. The owner's down there. They're having beer and donut pairing on Monday.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
So, and there's a couple other breweries within walking distance, like local breweries from Pint Nine right there. And it's brewers. Try out all the different, breweries that are in town there. And it's just a ton of fun. And it starts today.
You're going to tweet out information about it so people can find it?
I tweeted it out yesterday.
You are the man.
Got it out there. At Husker_Nick.
Perfect. Check it out for yourself. Is a hero like no other. And I just happened to bring this up because he's also listening for the Huskers.
Yeah. Good friend of ours.
Will be sitting next to me at the Northwestern Nebraska game coming up tomorrow night. It's Legends Night, so we have a bunch of former Huskers that are going to be there.
So they're already honoring Matt Tomjak as a legend? Is that what I just heard?
They should.
For
add
what
him
he did?
It.
His heroics at the game?
They should add
the
him
removal,
to it.
The streamer removal heroics.
How do we not have a statue out front of the PBA of that historic moment?
They should.
That'd be a sweet statue.
Now he has been immortalized. Content specialist for University of Nebraska Athletics. Has now created a minute-long hero montage Tomjak and the ladder and climbing up and getting the piece of streamer that came off of the birthday cake as they celebrated the 150th year of UNL.
He's the hero we didn't know we wanted, but he's the hero.
Making this video montage, which you can see on our Twitter at KX969, and Matt Tomjak.
If you get a chance, Nebraska on BTN tweeted out two videos from that thing. One was Scott Frost throwing out the t-shirts, and then one was Tomjak pulling that thing down. If you want a good chuckle, check out Tomjak's, like, the comments underneath it about him going up there and just, you know, saving the world and all that. And if you want to, that's awesome. That's great.
Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
But wait, I'm Carlton. The dance is mine. We'll explain the battle that's going on for it.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on.
Go. It's another singing moment with Lauren.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. Come on,
he's
sing
not
along.
Done yet.
You know all you know the lyrics, too. And doesn't everybody know these words?
I would say everybody. Do you?
In West Philadelphia, relaxing all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of a school when a couple of guys who were up to no good, they started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I whistled for a cab and when he came near, the license plates had fresh and there were dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, you're home to Bel Air.
I think we might have found the one person who doesn't know the
7-0-8 and I yelled to the cab, yo, home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there.
To sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
Thank you very much.
You can't not finish it.
I'm sorry.
You just leave it hanging
like
out
starting
there.
Ice Ice Baby and not finishing the entire song. Like, that's a crime, actually.
So now that we've gotten that out of
you would have got sued probably by Carlton had you not let us finish that song.
Not let you finish that. Well, that's what's going on right now. It's because Carlton dancing mood right now because the U.S. Copyright Office rejected his attempt to own the Carlton dance. Which sounds like a Mad Lib weird fake news headline, but it's real. A registration specialist said it was denied because the moves are a simple dance routine.
Well, okay, so because Fortnite, it's one of the many dances that the characters do when they win, essentially. Right.
It's basically what Fortnite is in front of people, or you can do, they've got like basketball moves, all sorts of stuff.
That's it doesn't.
Pop culture stuff is
now,
what they
it
are.
Doesn't. In Fortnite, they don't use the Tom Jones song, do they?
No.
It's not over the song.
It's just the dance.
Yeah, he just does the dance. Like, you could do the dance, because they have their own music that plays while you're
playing. Well, then, I totally, it's how do you own?
There's a meme that's super famous, where he's like, dancing and clapping, and he's like, hammered, and he's, they have that on there, too.
Oh, that dance
And it just says, drunk dance. is what they call it. Well, I can't remember what they called this one.
And Alfonso's trying to claim that he wants
fresh.
The dance.
Fresh. Okay.
The fresh dance.
Now it's
a little bit there. But the thing about it is that's also being referenced is that this dance was originally inspired and an Eddie Murphy comedy routine.
Okay. So he stole it from someone
else. Yeah, he stole it from somebody else. Wouldn't that be funny, though? I think they need to do, like, a Saturday Night Live skit with the courtroom. And Alfonso's there trying to fight for the infringement. And there's Courtney Cox and Bruce Springsteen and Eddie Murphy.
They all come in to try to...
Yeah.
Here's the thing. My fans, in legal terms. So here is, had you ever wanted to know how legally you would describe the Carlton dance. The dancer sways their hips as they step from side to side while swinging their arms in an exaggerated manner. In the second dance step, the dancer takes two steps to each side while opening and closing their legs and arms in unison. And you can totally picture it, can't you? What he's doing. In the final step, the dancer's feet are still and they lower one hand from above their head to the steps is a simple routine that is not registrable as a choreographic work. So there you go.
That's what the description of that amazing dance is. But, I mean, everybody knows it's the Carlton dance, whatever.
Here's the deal. That game is fun specifically because you can do all these dances.
Right, exactly.
Like, that's like they have dabbing. That's when dabbing got super popular. Fortnite was getting sued because they had the dab
they
on
had
there.
The dab
they
on
had
them.
All sorts of stuff.
The backpack kid is also sued.
The first dance move you get on the entire game is... what was the funny show where they were all nurses? It was on TV for a long time. I know you probably watched it. I'm describing this horribly.
Nurses.
But it is specifically from this TV show, and it's the dance that the dude did on there that was like one of the main characters.
Burke?
Yeah, he has a dance that he does, and he poses, and specific, like, famous from it. And it's the number, it's the first thing you're given.
That is way less recognizable than the
Donald
Carlton
Faison.
Dance.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and
the
it's
character's
like,
Turk.
Yeah, Turk.
That's the number one dance that you get.
Okay.
And, like, they were the first ones to sue. Because I'm like, my God, this is the basis of your whole game. And it's my dance.
Nope. Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Sending you to the movies with Cooter Mosevis. What did he see this week that you should see or avoid? Our Redneck Movie Review coming up next.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Every week, we give you an opportunity to go to the movies on us at the Grand Theater downtown, and we'll have that opportunity with some big movies this weekend. What did Cooter Mosevis choose to go see? To find out with our latest installment of a Redneck Movie Review.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the
exactly what y'all wanted to see, which was part two of Tree Guildman's adventures. Yeah, that's the main character in this movie, is this woman named Tree Guildman. She's a sophomore now in college. Nobody makes fun of her name, I promise. She's Tree Guildman. And she is back in Happy Death Day to you.
After all of us.
Ryan!
That means I'm gonna have to die over and over again to save all of you.
Damn, this is crazy, man.
Focus, man. All right, y'all. Now, here's what's different in this movie from last time. She said everything's different. The killer's trying to kill all
the
entire movie. The first one was called Happy Death Day, y'all. Yeah. And what it is...
And this one's called Happy Death Day to you?
That's right.
Yeah.
With Tree Guildman. She's the main character. In this movie, she dies over and over and over and over and over again. And the killer keeps killing her over and over and over. But now she's got to try to figure out who the killer's going to go after. It's like Groundhog's Day, but not well written. And it's give it a solid 2. Bags of pork rinds. This is going to be real popular with junior high kids and JP.
Outside of that demographic,
y'all, that's the two demos that you are looking for with Happy Death Day to You, starring everybody's favorite character, Tree Guildman.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, we've got your chance to win your way to Morrill Hall and the movies with Out of Context Contest.
Woo!
Ridiculousness is next.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
What in the world were you thinking?
That they ate at his mom's hoo-ha.
Yeah!
What in the world were you thinking?
That's funny.
it's unpleasant.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
There is so much randomness that happens on this show.
So on the chopping room floor, there's always like three or four I leave behind.
Yeah?
Yeah, like it's very rare that it's hard to find some good out of context stuff from us each week.
It gets weird.
It's out of context contest. We have Abigail, Ryan, and April. Good morning, April. How are you?
Good.
Ready to play out of context contest and win?
I'm ready to play. Let's
okay.
That way.
April, are you ready to shovel snow? It sounds like
interesting. I've seen the when the newspaper and stuff posts about snow in November, December. Mm-hmm. All the comments are like happy faces and woo and tagging other people, yeah. And now they're all angry faces.
It's like I'm over it.
Mid February. Yeah.
I'm not angry because I had the best class I've ever had.
There's no kids in school on a Friday. Might be a fun day that we'll just keep all, we'll keep it to ourselves on how much fun goes on in the school.
You'd be surprised.
All right, so here's what we're doing. It's Out of Context Contest. Super fun game we've been playing for a few years now. I took some audio out of our show, and it is out of context, and we're going to play it for you, and then I'm going to give you an A, a B, and a C. One of the answers is correct.
And here's the first one.
Quote, big wiener.
Yeah!
When that happened, I was like trying not to laugh on air. I was like, write this down and remember it. Okay, so, all right, here we go.
Why were we talking about a big wiener this week?
Yeah, right? okay, A, Husker Nick is talking about a woman. Husker Nick got a text from JP that he was going to be in another hot dog eating contest. But this time, they made it harder. They're providing, quote, big wieners that he has to swallow because small wieners go down way too easy. Lauren reacted. Or C.
That was hysterical.
Glad you enjoyed it.
All right. Yeah. So here we go with audio number two, out of context contest.
I mean, it's not normal for a grown man to be walking around in a diaper.
Yeah!
A, one of JP's personal growth goals for 2019. A, if he just wore the pins. Lauren wasn't amused. B, Lauren's husband, Paul, was trying to help their son, their youngest son, not be embarrassed about wearing diapers. So Paul, being the great dad that he is, walked around the house for three straight days in a Depends. Or C, JP was wondering if Lauren's son would like to take a photo with a grown man wearing only a diaper, cowboy boots, and Cupid wings.
Oh, gosh, I missed that one. I'm going to go with C just because. I have no idea.
You got it.
Yes.
That's really good.
Oh, we delivered. And he was pretty much just wearing wings and Depends and
actually,
boots.
Spencer is named not good. Spencer looks pretty good. That guy.
He was pulling it off.
Yes, he was.
He was pulling it off.
Yeah.
He rocked that outfit like he
you got a chance to sweep the board right here if you get this one right. If not, Ryan and Abigail are
running face first into a concrete wall.
Yeah, you get hit by that pretty hard.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. A, Husker Nick was in a charity basketball game with some Huskers and ran into a well-placed screen from Ndamukong Suh. Man, that was painful. Hurt quite a bit. B, Husker Nick got into the Kicks truck with JP. JP had been driving it around all day, ate some De Leon's. He's basically baking in his own fart gas.
Oh, God.
And he gave no warning to Husker Nick when Husker Nick opened that door. Or C, Husker Nick was talking about those times you walk into a bathroom and that just got blown up by somebody, going number two, and it's like walking into a brick wall of butt stank. It's a good way to describe that.
What do you do with your life, Nick? Where do you come up?
Wow!
You
wow.
do know
Knowing
this show.
The show
you don't even have
it.
To listen to the show to know which one. I'm impressed.
Oh my goodness,
are we that obvious?
Knowing me, wow. Listen, JP could easily have been marinating in his own fart gas in the truck.
Also possible.
Oh,
very
God.
Possible.
Did I really get that?
You did, yes. Yeah, you won. You do. Swept it.
I also play in charity basketball games with former Huskers.
You do.
I didn't think Ndamukong Suh was around here lately, so I
no,
don't know.
He wasn't.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, April, though, you are fantastic. You have swept the board, and you have won this round of Out of Context Contest.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Of course, Out of Context Contest every Friday this time. At this time on Monday, it's back to Make It Right Monday. Brought to you by 4-Star Card and Gift Cap.
I'm through to this place. I don't know what we're yelling about.
I don't know.
asked you, Kevin!
This is your opportunity to relieve some stress. It can be, it really is torquing you off right now. It's get it off your chest.
I already know what Nick is going to yell about when he returns from, I can only assume, the bathroom.
I'm assuming he's in the bathroom, too.
But usually, if he's gone, he's in the bathroom. Out of context contest. Clues.
Oh, what? Really?
Because what we said was date him or dump him. The big wiener. That was Make It Right Monday.
That's what our listener said, April said, and we said, yeah.
Yeah.
But that wasn't. It was Make It Right Monday.
Uh-huh.
The big ween was in Make It Right Monday.
That's okay. She still wins.
Yes.
Samantha Ranthis on Twitter says, pretty sure the city of Lincoln doesn't actually care if you shovel your sidewalk, but if you park on the wrong side of the street, it's Ticket City. I did it one time. Samantha.
He is with our show, but also with Get It Off Your Chest on Fridays. So here's how it works, and some folks are already doing it. We give you a chance to get in the front of the line by jumping on Facebook or Twitter at KX969 and getting it off your chest there. We will take your phone calls now. If you'd like to rant as well, 466-9696, or again, Facebook and Twitter. If you need to stay anonymous, you can direct message us, and we will be glad to yell for you, and you won't get in trouble.
Is we can keep you anonymous if you direct message the page.
Next, with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Your call is 466-9696 to be a part of Out of Context. No, get it off your chest. Jeez, now I need to get it off my chest that I can't say words. You can be a part of that. Brought to you by Max Muscle.
Cold and snowy. 16 will be our high today. We have a winter weather advisory through 3 p.m. for snow throughout the day. Tomorrow, 60% chance of snow and 20 degrees. Then on Sunday, 22 degrees with a 40% chance of snow. So just count on cold and snowy on and off.
J.P., Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
We will yell about whatever you need us to yell about. Get it off your chest. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. You can do it in an anonymous form.
Would you like?
Yes, please.
An anonymous one? Let's, so this person direct messaged our Facebook page. My boyfriend took the day off from work yesterday to spend Valentine's Day with me, then proceeded to sleep all day, then wake up and play video games all afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day to me.
See, it's that thing we were talking about yesterday, what everybody would want to do on Valentine's Day.
Is ignore their Valentine?
Video games are definitely in there. That's
he
for
did
sure.
It. Yeah, 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. Good morning.
I was at the grocery store yesterday, and there was one of those kids that had those shoes that have squeakers in them. Like every
is you can't lose them in public, but yeah, after so a while of them wearing those, you might want to.
Yeah. It's a very valid point. Like, where can I lose Luke for just a little bit?
Just sit, don't walk, just stand still right there.
466-9696 if you'd like to get it off your chest. That's Zach Brown Band with JP Lauren Husker Nick. It's Kix.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
It's your chance to get it off your chest, to go into the weekend and feel a lot better about things. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. Tracy Brew Brew on Twitter. I don't know why my 7-year-old doesn't understand. I have to get to work, you to school, and we have to drive across town. Move it, kid! That's exactly how it was.
We've all got places to go!
Also, yeah, exactly. In response to those squeaky shoe things, Simba chimes in with a really good point. He goes, no parents buy those stupid squeaky shoes for their kids. That's a grandparent thing.
That's 100%, a really
solid most
point.
Definitely.
100%.
That seems real. Yeah.
Yes.
Here's an anonymous one.
Okay.
I work at a jail, and we have to do strip searches on income.
Some concerns and ask you when your available time is, so they schedule a meeting instead of just telling you what the problem is.
Oh, man.
That, and of course, you get to think about all the worst case scenarios between now and then.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to the meeting.
Oh, well, good
hopefully
luck.
Hopefully, it's
luck.
Nothing too, it's nothing too serious.
My fingers are crossed.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Another anonymous one, but when your area manager brings a new hire for a different location that doesn't need a new person to a location you are currently helping at because they're so short-staffed here. Also, Christina on Facebook would like her family to stop slamming the car doors. Do you know what it's going to cost me to have to replace those?
I can't get it off your chest. Redemption right there.
Yeah, I was like,
love it. That's fantastic. Love it when that kind of stuff happens.
I feel like we should follow that one up with Eric. Maybe that'll make that call will make him feel better. He okay. says, when you're driving the speed limit and somebody flies past you so they can turn right in front of you, especially if we then end up at the same gas station with him right behind me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever may be bugging you, you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter as well. And hopefully it'll make you feel better where you can get it off your chest with us.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
It almost sounds like a fake news headline, but that's not until like about 8:40. Kanye and Kenny G and Valentine's Day.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Little Kanye to start your day. You know that if he's going to be on the show, it's going to be something just totally weird. And that's what went down with Kanye and his lovely wife, Kim Kardashian West. Sometimes people will have to run out for a special occasion, run out last minute for flowers. Kanye doesn't have to do that because he's Kanye. He went ahead and gave a phone call to, I guess, a friend?
It's just, I would never put these two people in a sentence together.
Kenny G showed up at Kanye and Kim's house for little glass vases all the way around on the floor. Mm-hmm. They're red and white. And then in the middle is Kenny G doing what Kenny G does. Oh, I'll put the video on Twitter so you can see it. But he's just playing his...
Listen, if I was absolutely like... Safe, you know I'd do that.
Like, I get the Kenny G thing. And not taking away from Kenny G, but Kanye and Kim don't seem like the like they just feel so kind of like what they're into would be relevant and recent. Baby, I invited this 62-year-old white man over.
Oh, everybody knows Kenny G. Man,
that's funny.
I also love what's happening on Twitter. Set up. How did
oh,
he
yes.
get out?
That's no, 100%. That's 100%.
There's a lot of concern that he's trapped there. Because,
they airdropped him in.
Because all the flowers are really around Kenny him. G like, in. I don't know how he got in there. They must have made him stand there and then put the flowers up behind him. There's a glass door probably 10 feet behind him.
Yeah. He's Kenny G. I picture him doing like elegant flips and all sorts of stuff while holding his flute and making his way.
That's too funny.
Oh, yeah.
All the tweets about him being trapped in there are really funny. How are they going to get Kenny G out of there? How did Kenny G get in there? I have so many questions.
I like how Kim Kardashian tweeted out, most thoughtful gift ever. I don't know, man. Like, that's a pretty universe. She has, like, a Kenny G tattoo on her butt or something that nobody knows. Wait, no, everybody would know if that
this
was there.
Tweet,
never mind.
I respect Kenny G, but this looks like a room setup in one of those Saw movies.
Oh, very true.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
Your chance to play and win on a free fun Friday and be our roving reporter with fake news. We bring in Deanne. Deanne, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are you up to today?
Oh, I'm just running errands and I'm moving into my new house.
Well, fantastic.
Oh, that's exciting. Congratulations on the new house.
Thank you.
All right, so if you can sort out what headlines are real and what headlines are fake, we'll give you these passes to go check out Morrill Hall and the grand opening of the fourth floor, which has been closed for like 50 years.
Well, for 50 years, it's been offices for professors and stuff like that, but now it is part of the museum, and they have amazing new exhibits, and that all opens tomorrow.
Okay, so here's your first headline. You just tell us what headlines are real and what headlines are fake, and you'll win, okay?
Okay.
Here's your first headline. Rare triple medieval toilet seat found.
True.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. A museum has discovered and will put on exhibit how folks in London during the 12th century went to the bathroom. They found a rare medieval toilet seat once belonged to the tenement building near the banks of the River Fleet in London. And it's basically just a plank of wood and some holes in it.
Wow. It was an old Saturday Night Live sketch, and it was like a Valentine's Day one, and it said, you share the most intimate moments of your lives together. Why not this? the love toilet. And it was like two back-to-back toilet seats.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it was like that.
Yikes. Yeah. Okay. So you got one right there, Deanne. Here's headline number two for Fake News Friday. Cows are finally getting their own dating app.
False.
Actually, that is true.
I'm assuming farmers use it because cows don't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they don't have the Wi-Fi. But there's an app for those cows and getting a cow date. It's called Tutter. It's a mix of Tinder and Utter.
Oh, my God.
Farmers can use their phones to pick cows that appeal to them. Then the farmers can choose their livestock just like they would a possible date on the matchmaking apps by swiping right when they see a cow they want.
Okay, so they're not going to date the cow. No, it's not truly a...
They're purchasing a cow.
Okay.
But they're calling it Tutter.
Tutter. Wow. So. Wow. Okay.
And our final headline in Real or Fake on a Fake News Friday. Idaho Meals on Wheels volunteers deliver body chocolates, edible underwear to seniors shut in on Valentine's Day.
Stop it.
Is that a real or fake headline?
I would say it's probably fake, but I'm going to go true.
Would you like to change your answer?
You were right the first time.
You were right the first time. It's
okay,
fake.
Well, we'll do fake then.
It's fake.
Oh, thank goodness. I feel like that is just not what Meals on Wheels is there for.
No, I don't think so either.
All right.
Well, congrats, Deanne. You get to go to Morrill Hall and check out all the fun stuff down there.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for playing Fake News Friday.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lorne and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Talk about an awkward delivery.
Right. I don't want to know what's in the box here.
Edible underpants?
No.
Ooh.
Wrong cut.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I don't know what it is, but I need that one thing. Yeah, you got that one thing.
Woo!
Our one big thing is the awesomeness that is the University of Nebraska State Museum and Morrill Hall. Their big new exhibit celebration. It begins tomorrow at 8 a.m.
And you will be out there, correct?
I will be out there, yes. I will be out there from 10 to noon is when my time slot is out there. Actually, all of our radio stations are going to be out there at some point in time because it's such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the new floor exhibits on that fourth floor with your chance to check it out. It's been closed up there for 50 years.
Yeah, to the public anyway. It's been offices and classrooms, and now it's part of the museum. And I've seen some of the pictures.
Yeah.
One of the things I love, and I've seen this at other science museums, it's like a giant table with... I don't know if it's sand or something like that. And there's a projection from the top so that when you move it around, it's a changing topographic map.
Oh, wow.
Like it makes mountains, or if you move the sand far enough one way, it'll become a river. It's so cool.
That's super neat.
It's so cool. Yeah, but there's all kinds of cool new exhibits.
And like when you get off of the elevator, the Barbara Felis is there waiting for you. This is a massive like saber-toothed tiger that's there, as well as a new extinct giant bison. So there's
awesome.
All kinds of neat things for you to come out and explore at Morrill Hall. And in fact, I've got one more gift pack we can give away if we want to do that too.
Right now?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, so 466-9696. If you'd like to join us at Morrill Hall and check out the brand new fourth floor, you can do that now, 466-9696.